news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden went to Lake Charles, Louisiana Thursday to make a public pitch in support of his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan, using a 70-year-old bridge as a backdrop. Biden has proposed paying for his plan by raising taxes on wealthy individuals and corporations, rejecting the conservative argument that lowering their taxes boosts economic growth. Biden has invited Republicans to discuss his plan and their $568 billion counterproposal.
I'm willing to hear ideas from both sides. I'm meeting with my Republican friends up in the Congress to see, number one, how much they're willing to go for, what they think of the priorities, and what compromises mean. Men, I'm ready to compromise. What I'm not ready to do, I'm not ready to do nothing.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans would rather pay for infrastructure with user fees and added,
100% of my focus is on stopping this new administration.
Yeah, we know that obstructionist tactic, Mitch. You've done it before. In a perplexing move, the Federal Election Commission announced Thursday that it had dropped a case of possible campaign finance violations by the former guy's 2016 campaign related to that $130,000 hush payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels. Trump's former personal lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen paid Daniels right before the election to keep her from disclosing a sexual encounter with Trump. The payment was not reported in campaign filings. Cohen, who said Trump ordered the payments to Daniels and another woman, went to jail in 2018 for violating campaign finance laws and other charges. The FEC deadlocked on whether or not to investigate. Two Republican commissioners voted to drop the issue at a closed-door meeting in February. Two Democratic commissioners voted to pursue it. A third Republican recused himself, and the third Democrat on the commission was inexplicably absent. Seriously? This makes no sense. The FEC at least did the right thing on Thursday with a rare unanimous 6-0 vote to ban a shady fundraising tactic used by the Trump campaign at the end of the 2020 race. The New York Times reported last month about the scam, in which the campaign sent out fundraising solicitations that defaulted to authorized monthly and often weekly recurring donations. Some of the solicitations also used pre-checked boxes to double the amount of the donation. This resulted in a flood of fraud complaints and a mind-blowing $122.7 million in refunds to duped online donors. Now, the FEC can make recommendations, but has no power to mandate this new rule. Within hours of their announcement on Thursday, Senator Amy Klobuchar, who chairs the Senate Rules Committee, said that she'd introduce legislation to bar campaigns from using those pre-checked recurring donation boxes. Well, according to the latest vaccination models, about 185 million Americans could be fully vaccinated by September. That's roughly 88% of the adult population. But experts say it's a race against time to fend off a winter surge as virus variants like the one driving the crisis in India become more prominent. Booster shots may also be needed in the coming months to keep up immunity. And while we may be doing well here in the States, India reported 414,188 new cases on Thursday, a new daily high. Brazil has topped 15 million cases already. But again, there is some hope on the horizon after the government announced it would buy an extra 100 million Pfizer vaccine doses. In voter suppression news, following the lead of Georgia, Florida and Texas have joined the list of states enacting controversial voter suppression laws based on the former guy's false claims of voter fraud in the 2020 elections. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Thursday that includes stricter voter ID requirements for voting by mail, limits on who can pick up and return a voter's ballot, a ban on private funding for elections, and stricter drop box rules. The new law was hit with at least two immediate legal challenges from activist groups, including the League of Women Voters, the Black Voters Matter Fund, and the Florida Alliance for Retired Americans. To add a little more of the ick factor involved, the DeSantis' signing event was broadcast exclusively by Fox, not News. Other journalists weren't even allowed inside, and the signing was broadcast as a Fox and Friends exclusive, prompting condemnation from other news outlets and journalism groups. And then the Texas House of Representatives moved a bill forward that would add new voting restrictions and penalties. It still needs to bounce around the State House and Senate before final votes, but business groups and voting rights organizations are ready for a fight if that one becomes law. And not to be outdone by Florida and Texas, the Republicans' latest attack on voting rights seems to be coming from Ohio, where state lawmakers introduced their first major voter suppression legislation on Thursday. Like the bill signed into law in Georgia and Florida, Ohio's HB 294 targets absentee voting and ballot drop boxes. Watch out for this trend to continue nationally. A sixth grade girl brought a gun to her Idaho middle school, where she shot and wounded two students and a custodian before she was finally disarmed by a teacher on Thursday. The girl pulled the handgun from her backpack and fired multiple rounds inside and outside Rigby Middle School in the very small city town of Rigby, about 95 miles southwest of Yellowstone National Park. A female teacher disarmed the girl and held her until police arrived and took her into custody. Authorities say they're investigating the motive for the attack and where the girl got the gun. There was another incident, this one in Columbia, South Carolina, where a Fort Jackson trainee is in custody after allegedly hijacking a school bus full of students on its way to an elementary school. According to video and the sheriff, the suspect boarded the bus, held a rifle to the driver, and told him to drive to the next town. There were 18 children on board, along with the driver. Luckily, no one was hurt. The suspect faces kidnapping, armed robbery, carjacking, and other charges. And finally, listen up. About 940,000 Americans enrolled in Affordable Care Act health insurance coverage during the first 10 weeks of the Biden administration's special open enrollment period that started on February 15th. Nearly half of those people signed up for Obamacare coverage in April after Congress approved the latest relief package, which added billions of dollars to boost health insurance subsidies. 4 million uninsured Americans now could qualify for plans that wouldn't require them to pay any premium at all. This according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. And there's good news, too, for people who've had coverage through the Affordable Care Act. Log back in to healthcare.gov or your state exchange and go through the application process again, because most of us are eligible for much larger subsidies now. Save some money. That's what it's there for. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.